It's not easy being a woman of passion. It gets quite confusing at times, and how do you balance your power, all that sort of stuff. And today our session is on balance and thinking in terms of integration, awareness, and balance of power. Just our bodies do this quite naturally in regulating the blood flow and all the cellular regeneration and all that. There's this dynamic balance, integration. There's an awareness of the parts and a balance of power. So, we are both physical, mental, spiritual beings. And today we were going to explore some things to do that. Now, perhaps a little bit of shaking, warm up a little bit more. Lordy, 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 I'm cold. Or for those of you who are about to turn 40, Lordy, 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 thank God I ain't 40. Okay, good. Well, that'll help a little bit. This morning I woke up with a pain in my neck, thinking, oh, this is quite curious. What is this all about? And sometimes we're too quick to jump into feeling good, wanting to feel good, without really honoring our pain. And being honest and authentic, it does require we admit that in this moment now, I have these feelings. Some of the feelings that I have in this moment now are related to deep wounds that haven't been healed, and having a community of healing that allows us to do some exploring, because it's quite scary to do exploring, to bring up parts of ourselves that we thought we had left long ago. But our body doesn't forget, and so asking this pain in my neck, what is this all about? What am I supposed to learn from this? The first one, of course, was to be honest and feel your pain. And then I said, okay, I'm definitely feeling this pain. Now give me another clue as to what's going on here. And the clue is to be in balance requires learning lessons, I suppose, to be sensitive and loving to ourselves, to touch ourselves with loving kindness first, and opening our hearts. So I thought we could begin with a meditation on loving kindness. That before I can really accept another person, and even before I can recognize my own true nature, somehow I have to allow in some loving kindness to myself. So, I'd like you to find a comfortable position. This is a meditation by Stephen Levine. It's an introduction to simple loving kindness. Take a moment to catch your breath. To give in to gravity. Let your body rest. As you're breathing, notice the rhythm without trying to make it a change in the rhythm of your breath. And you'll also notice between the in-breath and the out-breath, there is a short moment of stillness. So feel that stillness now. Sitting comfortably, allow the attention to come gradually to the breath. The breath coming and going all by itself, deep within the body. Take a few moments to allow the attention to gather within the even rhythm of the breath. Turning gently within, begin to direct toward yourself feelings of loving kindness, relating to yourself as though you were your only child. Silently in the heart say, "May I dwell in the heart. May I be free from suffering. May I be healed. May I be at peace." Just feel the breath breathing into the heart space as we relate to ourselves with mercy and loving kindness. Allow the heart silently to whisper the words of mercy that heal, that open. May I dwell in the heart. May I be free from suffering. May I be healed. May I be at peace. Allow a willingness to be healed to converge in your heart. Whispering to yourself, send feelings of well-being to you. May my heart flower. May I know the joy of my own true nature. May I be healed into this moment. May I be at peace. Repeating gently with each in-breath into the heart, may I dwell in the heart. With each out-breath, may I be free from suffering. With the next in-breath, may I be healed. With the following out-breath, may I be at peace. Repeating these words slowly and gently with each in-breath, with each out-breath, not as a prayer, but as an extending of a loving well-being to yourself. Noticing whatever limits this love touching yourself, this mercy, this willingness to be whole, to be healed. May I dwell in the heart. May I be free from suffering. May I be healed. May I be at peace. Continue with the rhythm of this breath, this deepening of merciful joy and loving kindness, drawn in with each breath, expanding with each exhalation. May my heart flower. May I be free from suffering. May I be whole. May I be at peace. Let the breath continue naturally as mercy for yourself, for this being within deepens as it expresses itself. Though at first these may only feel like words echoing from the mind, gently continuing, a feeling of warmth is drawn in with each breath, a sense of patience developing with each exhalation. Drawing in warmth, expanding patience, room to live, room to heal. May I dwell in the heart, may I be at peace. Each breath deepening the nurturing warmth of relating to oneself with loving kindness and compassion. Each exhalation deepening in peace, expanding into the spaciousness of being. Developing the deep patience that does not wait for things to be otherwise, but relates with loving kindness to things as they are. May my heart flower. May I be free from suffering. May I be healed. May I be at peace. Allowing the healing in with each breath, allowing yourself to heal into your true spacious nature. Continuing for a few breaths more this drawing in, this opening to loving kindness. Relating to yourself with great tenderness, sending well-being into your mind and body, embracing yourself in these gentle words of healing. Now gently bring to mind someone for whom you have a feeling of warmth and kindness. Child, friend, parent, God, teacher, self. Picture this loved one in your heart with each in-breath. Whisper to them, may you dwell in your heart. May you be free from suffering. May you be healed. May you be at peace. With each breath drawing them into your heart, may you dwell in your heart. May your heart flower. With each out breath filling them with your loving kindness, may you be free from suffering. With the next inhalation, drawing their heart closer to yours, may you be healed. With the following out-breath, extending to them a wish for their well-being, may you be at peace. Continue to breathe them into your heart, whispering silently to yourself, to them. May your heart be ever open. May you be free from suffering. May you be healed into this moment. May you be at peace. Continue the gentle breath of connection, the gentle whisper of your wish for their happiness and wholeness. Let the breath be breathed naturally, softly, lovingly into the heart, coordinated with your words, with your concentrated feelings of loving kindness and care. May you dwell in your heart. May you be freed of any suffering. May you be healed wherever healing is called for. May you know the deepest levels of peace. Send them your love, your compassion, your care, breathing them in and through your heart. May you dwell in the open heart. May you be free from suffering. May you be healed. May you know your deepest joy, your greatest peace. As you sense them in your heart, sense this whole world that wishes to be healed, to know its true nature to be at peace. And in your heart, with each in-breath, with each out-breath, whisper, may all beings be free of suffering. May all beings be at peace. Let your loving kindness reach out to all beings as you did to your loved one, sensing all beings in need of healing, in need of the peace of their true nature. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be healed of their suffering. May all sentient beings, to the most recently born, be free of fear, free of pain. May all beings heal into their true nature. May all beings know the absolute joy of absolute being. May all beings everywhere be healed and whole. May all beings be free of suffering. The whole world, like a bubble floating in your heart, embraced by your loving kindness. Each breath drawing in the love that heals the world, that deepens the peace we all seek. Each breath feeding the world with the mercy and compassion, the warmth and patience that quiets the mind and opens the heart. May all beings dwell in their heart. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be healed. May all beings be at peace. Let the breath come softly. Let the breath go gently. Wishes of well-being and mercy, of care and loving kindness extend to this world we all share. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings dwell in the heart of healing. May all beings be at peace. So we must surrender ourselves to God so that we may be healed. So that God may heal you, console you, and forgive everything inside you which is a hindrance to the way of love. Taking time every day of 5 minutes to find stillness. To do nothing. Just allow ourselves to be held in that divine union. Sometimes suffering can be quite extreme, and I read to you a piece that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote. If any of you are like me, we try to avoid our pain and rise above it, or we have work to do. But sometimes the pain can speak to us to help open us, and like Meister Eckhart said, to take us to another level that God has been preparing for us. So Elizabeth was talking about a time when she woke up in the morning and instead of having a pain in the neck, she had pain of extreme intensity throughout her whole body. And going through our usual reactions to being in this state of affairs, of being in a crisis, the fear and the struggle that we set up, and being the strong woman that she was, she thought she would just fight with that pain, and the more she struggled, the worse it was. Until finally she says, I had a deep inner knowledge that I had the strength and courage to endure this agony by myself. All I needed to do was to stop my fight, stop my rebellion, to stop being a warrior, and move from rebellion to a simple, peaceful, positive submission, to say yes to it. And then she describes what happened in her process, which she called a rebirth. And as soon as she surrendered and said yes to the pain, she felt her body become alive and every molecule pulsating. She describes it as a very fast vibration pulsation of every molecule. I gradually and slowly merged into this incredible, unconditional love, into this light. I became one with it. I experienced the greatest ecstasy of existence. I was in total love and awe of all life around me. Every leaf, every rock, everywhere she looked, she could feel even the pulsation of the pebbles under her feet. It takes tremendous faith to trust God, to know that what is said is really true. We talked a little bit yesterday about God's plans for us, that the fire will not burn us. But to really believe that is a whole nother story. And sometimes just asking to prove this to me. Okay, I read that the kingdom of God is within me. I read that God will not ever betray me. That regardless of what I go through, instead of it being a punishment, it may actually be a calling to come into my holiness, to trust more deeply in what is said. The founder of osteopathic medicine was a very religious man. He was a physician in the Civil War time. And he says really the same, came to the same conclusion. It's an interesting man, Dr. Andrew Taylor Still, the founder of osteopathic medicine. He is described as an explorer by many people. He says, an explorer for truth must be independent, detached, free from the opinions of the world around us. Use all your senses to know what's going on, what is the truth. We talked yesterday about being a scientist, being an observer, to withhold judgment and just notice what's happening. How, in my own body, do I notice a slight difference between one hand or another and not judge what that means, not even know what that means? So Dr. Still says, we are forced to reason. We are forced by reason to conclude there is a superior being who conducts the material man, sustains, supports, and guards against danger. And after all our exploration, we have to decide that man is triune when complete. Surrendering a little bit every day. In the silence. And to have our only thought be a search for the truth. Really saying, okay, prove to me, what is this truth? Show me. It's been shown to others, I want to know. And in that process, perhaps we can overcome our lack of faith, our lack of trust, our lack of love, our preoccupation with the worldliness around us, the materialism. To correct our own laziness. To correct our desire for the approval from others. Human respect rather than the divine. And probably most importantly, to correct our lack of perseverance. So that we can endure the agonies that are presented to us and not worry and fret over the problems, but let these things be settled by God for us.